This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is in Los Angeles. I'm Alex Chadwick. The United States says Iraq is in material breach of a United Nations resolution on disarmament. But Washington says it will continue to work with UN weapons inspectors to prove that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. The statement came yesterday as members of the UN Security Council and other officials gave their preliminary assessment of Iraq's weapons declaration. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Hans Blix, the chief UN weapons inspector, says Iraq's declaration, even though more than 12,000 pages, offers little new evidence on weapons of mass destruction. Both he and Mohammed El-Baradei, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, say Iraq needs to come up with answers about activities that are known to have taken place. Blix criticized Iraq for the deficiencies in its documentation.
An opportunity was missed in the declaration to give a lot of evidence. And, well, they can still provide it, and I hope they provide it to us orally, but it would have been better if it had been in the declaration.
Secretary of State Colin Powell said United Nations Resolution 1441 required Iraq to provide a full, accurate accounting of its weapons programs. But the declaration, Powell said, is nothing but a catalog of recycled information and flagrant omissions.
But our experts have found it to be anything but currently accurate, full, or complete. The Iraqi declaration may use the language of Resolution 1441, but it totally fails to meet the resolution's requirements.
Powell noted that the United Nations already has declared Iraq in material breach of previous Security Council resolutions.
And this is a new material breach. I think we're using the term to make it clear to the world that once again, we have a breach on the part of Iraq with respect to its obligations. I'll let the other members of the Council make their own judgment as to whether they wish to characterize it as such right now.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw agrees that the declaration has deficiencies, but says that is not grounds for war at this point. In a statement yesterday, Russia took exception to Washington's pronouncement of material breach. Sergei Lavrov is Russia's ambassador to the United Nations.
It is not up to individual members to make this judgment. It is for the Security Council to make this judgment. And of course, the work of the inspectors is at a very early stage. What they presented us today in the Security Council was, as they said themselves, a very preliminary assessment.
The United States was forced to compromise on the wording of the UN disarmament resolution because of resistance from Russia and France. The French ambassador to the UN, Jean-David Levite, like U.S. officials, says the declaration does not answer questions raised in previous weapons inspections in Iraq.
It doesn't lift the doubts about the possible continuation by Iraq of prohibited activities since December 1998. When the inspectors left the country. There are still question marks. This preliminary assessment confirms the necessity to go forward in the implementation of Resolution 1441 and to fully support the work of the inspectors.
For the time being, Washington intends to do that. Again, Secretary of State Powell.
On the basis of this declaration, on the basis of the evidence before us, our path for the coming weeks is clear. First, we must continue to audit and examine the Iraqi declaration to understand the full extent of Iraq's failure to meet its disclosure obligations.
Powell says the United States also plans to consult other members of the Security Council as weapons inspectors press Iraq to provide more information and the all-important access to Iraqi technicians and scientists. As the inspectors continue their work, the Bush administration will continue to build its case that Iraq has missed its last chance to disarm peacefully. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.